106.1 The Corner with Depeche Mode. People are people. It's 7:51, and Depeche Mode happens to be a favorite group for our in-studio guests. We'd like to welcome Sean Decker and Gwen Berenger to The Corner Lounge this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thank you for coming in and kind of doing a little pre-promote on a speaking engagement tonight at UVA. You're at Old Cabell Hall, right?
We are actually in the Murray.
Oh,
Murray
okay.
Hall
Murray
Auditorium.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is a free speaking engagement tonight. And Sean, for people who aren't familiar with you and your music and your writing, could you give a synopsis of your story and what the speaking engagement is all about?
Okay, here's the synopsis. Small town boy born in Waynesboro, just over the mountain, diagnosed with HIV in the sixth grade. I was kicked out of school in the sixth grade for a few months, got back into school, obsessed with Depeche Mode. Thanks for playing the Depeche Mode
right,
song.
Yep.
Met Depeche Mode through the Make-A-Wish Foundation my freshman year in high school. Skipped exams to do so. And fell in love with synth pop, started doing music, spoke out about HIV for the first time at age 20, put up a website called My Pet Virus, started writing a column for a magazine about my experiences being a single straight dude with HIV. And then that led me to meet Gwen, who I'm here with today, and we're married, and we've been speaking across the country about our relationship, how we keep her HIV negative, and we've been doing that for the last 8 years.
Wow. That's a pretty heavy topic here for a Monday morning, but you're also an author. You have kind of a memoir called My Pet Virus, and tell us a little bit about that book.
Yeah, My Pet Virus was published 2 years ago, and basically I just chronicled my experiences growing up with medical conditions. I wrote a lot about the physical aspects of hemophilia, and then mm-hmm. being diagnosed with HIV, I wrote about a lot of the social consequences, like getting kicked out of school. When I started dating in junior high school, like one of my first girlfriends, people were telling her boyfriend had AIDS, and I kind of wrote about how that stuff made me feel. So it was important for me to kind of get the story out there in that format, and just writing the book really was great. And also too, I joke around a lot because for me, like, my sense of humor really got me through the darkest times in the first 10 years of my diagnosis when I wasn't speaking about it. Music definitely helped out. So mm-hmm. I just wanted to really get all that out there and just share the experience of what it's like to be diagnosed with a life-threatening condition young.
Now, how did this come about? You were diagnosed in sixth grade, and where did it come from?
I contracted HIV because I was born with a blood clotting disorder called hemophilia. And okay. in the early 1980s, when HIV first hit in this country, people with hemophilia were one of the initial high-risk groups because we rely on concentrated blood plasma. So one injection for us to stop a bleed is actually blood culled from thousands of sources. So we're being exposed to thousands of people's blood at one time. Hmm. So when the blood products weren't being screened properly for HIV, people with hemophilia really got hit hard.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's just an amazing story, but yet you've managed to turn it into a positive and made it into, a national speaking tour. You've gone all over the country, college campuses and everything. Is that right?
Yeah. I've been really fortunate. When I first started the website, when I was 20, which was 13 years ago, I was really hopeful that, the internet, I could use the internet to sort of get my story out there and help people who are already positive feel maybe a little better. Maybe they laugh at some of my jokes, help people who are HIV negative to realize like they could prevent becoming infected just by practicing safer sex. So yeah, I mean, I've just been really, really fortunate. And when Gwen and I started speaking, the response in terms of going around traveling, speaking at colleges was just overwhelmingly positive. So I've just been really lucky, well received. And it's been so important to me to just kind of share my experiences and just, try to help people like understand that this is out there and you can't tell by looking at somebody.
Right. Well, tonight's speaking engagement at UVA for the students, and I suppose public is encouraged to attend as well.
Absolutely.
What's kind of the story? I mean, is it a real heavy presentation, or is it kind of comical? I mean, a little bit of both?
Take it away, Gwenny.
It's definitely a lot of humor. We use a lot of humor. As Sean said, one of the ways he got through all of this is through being able to laugh at himself. And so, you know, we try to get the information out there. We want it to be educational, but we want people to really to enjoy themselves and look at the topic in a new way. And so we make a lot of fun of ourselves, make a lot of fun of each other, and really encourage students and community members, whoever comes out, to be involved and ask questions and to feel free to laugh at us as well.
Right. Well, that's tonight. Give the location and time again, if you would, at UVA.
It's tonight at 7:30 at UVA at Murray Auditorium, which is, I think, the science building. I'm not quite sure. And, yeah, it's free to community members. They're welcome to come 7:30 tonight.
Well, 7:30 to 8:30, and then immediately following, there's going to be a book signing for My Pet Virus. So, yeah, we'll be there to answer any questions about our personal life.
And your website, too, is My Pet Virus?
MyPetVirus.com, and also Sean and Gwen with two N's, .com. But
gotcha.
Yeah, you can get there via My Pet Virus, which is much easier to spell and remember.
Well, it's pretty, it's just a fascinating story, and, you know, such a neat connection to Charlottesville, because you're also a musician. You're also with the group called Synthetic Division. And tell us a little bit about Synthetic Division. I know you guys play some shows from time to time. You're a duo, right?
Yeah, we're a synth-pop duo, and been playing in town now. This year marked like the 10th year of playing live, and the first show I actually played was at the local goth night 10 years ago, and it was right around the time that I got really sick. So music's just been so important to me, and putting out this first full-length CD was kind of like a lifelong ambition. I'm just really proud of the music, and with Synthetic Division, in the coming weeks, we're going to be putting together an HIV/AIDS awareness show, so you guys will be among the first to know. So yeah,
we just
love it. Love doing music.
Well, let's take a listen to one of the tracks, and you're the vocal, right?
Yeah, I write the vocals, and some of the music as well.
This song is called Sign. It is Sean Decker and Synthetic Division. And Sean and Gwen, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Oh, thanks so much
thanks,
for having
Brad.
Us.
This is 106.1 The Corner. 106.1 The Corner, local music by Synthetic Division, local synth pop duo with Sean Decker, our in-studio guest this morning. Thanks to Sean Decker and Gwen Beringer. And you can check out mypetvirus.com for more information about them and catch their speaking engagement tonight at UVA. Mypetvirus.com, once again, is the website. You're listening to 106.1 The Corner, WCNR, Keswick, Charlottesville, WCNR HD, Keswick, Charlottesville. It's about the music. This is Tori Amos on 106.1 The Corner.